Welcome to another episode of Bangkok Radio Swayze. The date is the 16th of May 2015. You're listening to Hassan, Ben, and Eamon. And,
Wait, are you going to introduce me?
Who's this?
Anton Chigurh.
Oh, and we've got
the fictitious assassin from No Country for Old Men.
Oh, and why? Who let him in?
Well, I didn't lock the door yesterday.
I retired from assassination, and I thought I wanted to go into podcasting.
Okay, right. But this is the place to do it. I would say. So, how you been?
I've been all right.
We haven't had an assassin on here before, have we?
Apart from myself of comedy.
Oh yeah.
tell a joke.
Okay. Are your murdering days behind you?
They're never behind you.
You need to come closer to the mic. I don't know if we picked that up.
I said, they're never behind you.
He's speaking in assassin tones.
So I decided, because I got some jokes. You didn't really say that.
Are they killer jokes or?
This guy.
I like puns.
This guy's. A lot of my humor is about puns.
Oh, yeah.
Give us one.
I'm sorry, I'm a little nerd.
That's fine.
I'm not used to talking so much.
Oh, that's all right. I imagine in your line of work, talking isn't really something
no.
you do.
Oh, yeah.
We really only talk to intimidate. You talk to people. You gotta let them know that their days it's going pretty bad.
It's going pretty bad.
They've had better days.
Oh yeah.
But if you do your job right, they never see you anyway.
Oh wow. All right, so. Ooh, that's intense. That is. Oh my god. Okay, well, we're gonna nervously have Anton here while
Anton Chigurh.
He makes me nervous.
I'm not real.
I'm shaking in my boots, Anton. I'm not gonna lie. Fucking
how
terrified.
Do you become a fictitious assassin?
Man, Cormac McCarthy.
All right,
he wrote a book. And I talk like this because the actor who portrayed me in the movie No Country for Men.
Oh yeah,
he sort of spoke like this.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit, not quite, not exactly like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the real way.
This is the real. Way.
This is just not as convoluted.
It's sort of. It's also because I just watched Daredevil. So I'm also talking like how the Kingpin talks.
Have you seen how Kingpin talks?
Yeah,
it's so fun. I love that. So I like that show.
Yeah.
But he talks like a dick.
He does talk like that in the shows though, like in the cartoons.
Oh no, in so the cartoon. Cool. I swear in the he was, because I only used to see him in the Spider-Man cartoon.
Yeah.
In the Spider-Man cartoon, he was always like, "Cause I'm Kingpin,
yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna fucking destroy this shit right here," yeah. And he would just do whatever he wanted.
Yeah, but I can honestly imagine him doing that in the show, though. That would just be too over the top.
I honestly thought in the last episode of Daredevil, Kingpin would wear the white suit with the purple shirt.
I wanted the
final fight scene between him and Daredevil. He would be in the white shirt with the purple suit.
They don't have him in the white shirt at all.
No, white suit. White
that's
suit.
That's what I remember.
He wears like black and grey. Like,
he's always wearing black and grey armoured suits.
Is he like giant? Is he big?
Yeah. Oh,
big.
Bro, he's fucking big. Huge.
He's huge. Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Or just everyone else in the city is small.
Yeah.
So
I want to change all this kind of. I want to change all this catch. I want to make it nice. I want to judge my willy.
That's how he talks.
Does he say that phrase?
That's the quote
in the show.
That's so much. Comic book fans were like, why have they changed Kingpin so much? But I think they changed him for the better.
Yeah.
I think this whole touch my willy
so
thing,
yeah, no, that's
it's great.
The whole genius. Willy thing is strange.
It's very current, you know, because
Willies are current.
They're the thing at the moment.
Hashtag Willy. In the news.
Hashtag
yeah,
Willy. Willies
are huge in the news right now.
Yeah. Hashtag Willy.
Have you heard any Willy stories, Hassan?
Well,
I mean, there's just so many to choose
yeah,
from.
Where
do you begin? You know?
I found a lump.
Okay. That's where you begin.
In my pocket.
Oh!
That's even worse as well.
Is that a roll of coins or no. Is that actually a lump?
No, it was just it was a big
it's cancer.
It was cancer. It was
on my dick.
Yeah. So I've had to go to hospital for intensive. I shouldn't even be
You shouldn't really be talking about it.
Shouldn't be awful. Talking.
Do you want me to tell you about my dick cancer story?
Please.
Sorry to interrupt your dick cancer.
That's fine.
We want to
hear.
And then
you can tell us your dick cancer story after him.
I think about it.
But that's how we all met.
This is a dick cancer.
That is actually how we all met in the dick cancer ward.
In the dick cancer ward of St. Mary's Hospital.
It's a special ward that if you look at it from the sky, it's in the shape of a tumorous penis.
But the funny thing is, what shape is a tumorous penis?
Whatever shape the tumor chooses.
My girlfriend loved it when I got dick cancer.
Okay.
Because
it was a funny shape.
Because it was a really long, hard tumor, and you could fuck all night long. You weren't enjoying it. It was like tremendously painful for me.
Yes.
But she loved it because she was getting a dick cancer throne bone.
Oh, yeah.
Throne bone.
We'll think of a better name for it later.
Yeah. Marrow bone.
Yeah.
Marrow bone.
Marrow what?
If you have a better name for fucking someone with cancer,
God.
Tweet it in at BK Radio Swayze. That's what you're listening to, not the Anton Chigurh show.
Don't bring him back.
Anyway, fuck him, he's dead. He's not even real. He never was.
Frombone,
scary though.
Frombone is a great name because it empowers us three guys who have cancerous penises.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It empowers us because it finally gives us a good name to call our dysfunctional wangs.
Yeah.
Frombone, I like it. I'm going with that's what I'm going to call it from now on.
Whenever anyone puts their mobile phone on a table that's at like waist level.
Yeah.
I'm always like, can you take that off the table, please? And they're like, why?
Mm.
And I'm like, because I got throne bone. They get it.
They got it.
It's sort of fair.
All right. So this week, what have we got? We've got a couple of trailers to talk about. I can't remember what the fuck they are.
I don't remember them either.
We watched a few trailers, but I don't remember what they were either.
And we're going to do a review, finally. We're going to do a review of a whole film that we've seen, bar one member of the fucking...
Hassan! Hassan hasn't watched it.
Oh my god.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah, it was Eamon.
So can you enlighten us? Why didn't you watch it?
What film is it? It was Fast and Furious 7.
I think it's just called Furious 7. In the States, maybe it's just called Furious 7.
It's called
7.
FF.
I liked Too Fast, Too Furious, the name.
That was a good name.
That was the best name. That
was my favorite name.
Have you seen that film?
I think so.
Too bad we're not doing a review of it, bro.
Sucks.
It's fucked.
Oh, my favorite part of this film was the bit where the guys from Tokyo Drift, Lil Bow Wow. Let's do a review. Are we doing the review now?
Let's ease into it. What happened?
It's almost
as
if we haven't planned anything. Let's do. I heard some news, but I forgot it.
Okay, that's nice. So it's not news. Yeah,
I can make it up.
Okay,
what in is Japan?
It? Yeah, I like this.
Exotic. The funny thing, I can say anything and people will believe it.
Yeah.
So you gotta say something that's believable.
And then it's true. If it's about robots, it's probably true.
Well, they've actually hired... this is true, actually. They've hired a robot to work in the Japanese police force.
What? RoboCop.
He works behind... No, this is the funny thing. He works in the... He works in a coffee shop. And when the police come and they're like, not it. And the robot's like, good day, pal. How are you? Are you solving crime today? And they're like, just give me the coffee. And so he gives them coffee. And then when they, like, no tip, no nothing. You don't have to tip a robot.
Yeah. Fuck a robot.
But it is, like, his cold, dead eyes. The police turn around and he has to smile because it's built on his face, but you can see in his dead eyes that he's pissed.
Is it like a fleshy robot?
I remember the news. Yes. I remember that whole robot shit was made up.
That wasn't real.
They have robots in Japan.
I feel like people listening to this now are like, you don't respect my time. I'm going to turn this off. You told me something was true. 1 second later, you told me it wasn't true.
You should have just left it.
I don't respect people's
There's so
time.
Much stuff that we've told them that is true. Kind of.
You know, every so often we can tell them something that's not true.
What's the news?
Okay, Ben. So, Metal Gear Solid 5. Metal Gear Solid 5 is coming out, for anyone who gives a shit about that. But what they've done, there's a character in it called Quiet. Have either of you seen Quiet?
Is he the evil dude who looks like a skullhead?
No. That's Skullhead.
It's Quiet, not the assistant girl, sniper girl.
She's like an assassin who wears a bikini and has...
That she follows you around in the game. I hated that element of the game.
I have no idea what she does. She has big titties.
That is the Hideo Kojima's favourite part of the game.
That's just the weirdest thing, because for me it breaks the game. Well, some immortal character that runs at super speed.
Makes the game for him.
Yeah.
They're releasing an action figure of her.
Okay.
And she has squeezable boobs.
Oh. So it's not an action figure. It's a weird
The size of an action figure. And it has... the picture I've seen of it is a guy with his thumb next to it, and her boobs are about the size of the tip of his thumb.
Okay.
And he's pushing. They're talking about how you can fucking soft, squeezable boobs on an action figure from Japan. You can fucking say it. Like, I could have made that up. I didn't actually make that up.
Did you watch it on like one of those Japanese infomercials where they're like, yes, two people like holding it and being like, "Kuzuku is it?" And then like one of them's like, "Udere boobs it?" And then like one of them's pushing it. Is that what happened? And
they're like, boobs.
Yeah. And then they push the boob. That's terrible.
Kawaii.
Come on.
That's
6 billion yen, bro. That cost 6 billion years.
Okay. Six-a-roo! No, I didn't. I didn't watch it on one of those Japanese TV shows.
4chan.
I watched it on YouTube. I got stuck in a YouTube spiral yesterday.
And then got to the boob section. We've all done it, bro. Mm, it's fine. It's fine. The other bit of news that's happened this week, we had an election. We talked about it a couple weeks back. And what we wanted didn't happen. What did we want? I wanted...
everyone to vote Bangkok Radio Station.
Yeah, and that didn't happen.
I don't really understand that, to be honest.
How many votes did we get?
We got no votes.
I mean, we got zero votes.
Why
is
that?
We got zero votes.
For some reason, they didn't class us as a political
party. We weren't even on the ballot.
No, I don't understand. I mean, I remember going in and shouting Bangkok Radio Swayze in one of the polling stations. I don't think nothing happened.
Nothing actually happened.
Yeah, it just stayed the same.
Oh, well, fuck that. Well, good luck, country.
So I don't believe in the system anymore.
Good luck, country. Well, that's fucked up.
Did any of you... I was listening to music as I was walking into the polling station. And there was an old woman sat outside. But she was wearing a blue ribbon.
Yeah.
So I thought, old conservative woman, I don't want to talk to her. So I just sort of smiled at her on my way in. And then literally... And I was like, there's no way I could just ignore an old woman and feel good about it for the rest of the day. But literally, as I was walking into the place, she started talking to me, and I could clearly hear her through the music. And I was like, I've got the perfect cover. She didn't try and stop me sooner, so I could... Ah, man, I felt bad about it, though.
What did she say to you, though?
She was like,
come here.
Please change my nappy. No, she was just saying this. Oh, can we devote a segment to this episode about how shit old people are?
Can we devote the
next 10 minutes to how shit old people are?
I hate how they look like tires.
Old
rolling tires as well. On fire.
Fuck that stretchy shit.
Oh, fuck. So things that are wrong with old people.
Okay.
Everything.
Is this number one?
They piss themselves. That's they on the top shit of in their pants.
They've got so many ailments. Like,
old babies piss and shit themselves, but there was never a time when they didn't do that.
Yeah.
Old people piss and shit themselves, and they used to not do that.
It's crazy.
How depressing is that for them?
They know how it feels
I'm in a puddle of filth. I'm alone in my council flat.
I'm going to die.
No one visits me. One day I'll die. I was mean to my children, so none of them visit me. My wife died years ago. I've been alone since then. Yeah. My dog died 5 years ago. I can't get a new dog because I'll die when I get it.
Yeah.
I can't walk around. My life is shit.
Yeah. So why are we dissing them again? They got enough problems.
Can I tell you why I originally wanted to start dissing them?
What happened?
Because I was walking here today, and
old woman flashed you.
No, I wish.
I thought you hated them.
Not so naked ones.
So much. I was thinking about it. Mm. I was walking, and I heard a bird singing, and beautiful. I was like, and I was and I thought to myself,
I'm on drugs.
There are people in the world who do bird watching.
Oh, yeah.
And then that went on to mostly old people.
Yeah.
Because that hobby was what you had to do before interesting things were invented.
It's such a shit hobby.
It's such I do bird watching and train spotting. Because when I was a kid, we didn't have fucking video games.
That's a good excuse.
Didn't have movies and shit. That's we had to excuse. Spin little metal wheels with a stick.
Yeah, that's why it doesn't make sense.
And play shitty ball games.
Why is it that? Why isn't that old people are crazy about mad video games?
Why
and shit
are
like,
old people?
Like, if I was old and shit, video games came out, I would be like, holy crap!
Yeah.
I was watching birds when I was young.
Yeah. Now I can
let
watch
get that Xbox. Yeah. Let me get that. Are you crazy?
They're like, you don't know anything about the real world.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're sitting in shit right now.
Yeah.
I know how to use a toilet. That's good enough for me. And you should be playing mad video games.
Yeah.
You know, fucking, there are games where you can kill Germans, Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
And you used to do that.
Yeah. Relive it.
Relive it, exactly.
Awful time in your life. You know what? No people who fought in the war are still alive.
I think there's maybe one or two.
I want to make a sweeping statement.
Yeah.
Old people today, the problem with old people today
is
they've done fuck all.
Yeah.
And they expect the respect and admiration of the young. It's but true. We treat them like shit because they didn't fight in wars.
Yeah. But
old people used to fight in wars.
Wait. So if, say, in the 1940s, you were 20 when you fought in the war, so that means you'd be like nearly 100 now.
Yeah.
You're dead. Surely it's like one. Yeah, most of them.
Yeah,
dead,
most of them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
We can say what we want.
We are saying it.
Bro, we're saying awful things.
The thing is, what I thought about this, when we get older, though, we're probably going to be bitter bastards ourselves because we're already quite bitter.
I think
I can't imagine us
ever being old
for one. So
that's
probably
for
all gonna die.
That's for dickheads.
First of our tumorous
as
dicks.
What we've just said.
Yeah, we'll probably die from our tumor dicks, which we have.
Yeah,
our throne bones.
Oh, I just
that's not.
I just
we don't know that for sure. Yeah,
we all have throne bone.
We all have super throne bone. But I can't imagine us like being old because we'd be playing video games, listening to fucking Wu-Tang when we're like 7 years old. That just it seems so weird.
Young.
It just seems so
weird. But they're
weird.
Listening to their fucking whatever the shit they used to listen to, Blur. Or Pulp or
Green Day.
Yeah. So they're in their homes listening to Green Day in a puddle of piss, watching old movies like fucking Gremlins 1. Or whatever.
And someone's just slapping them.
And then, and you know what's funny is that why is it everyone who is a bastard works with old people?
Oh.
Now, I don't understand. So there's either one of two things happening. Everyone who's a dickhead decides one day that they are going to work with old people just so that they can abuse them.
Mm.
Or old people are as shit as we're all saying. And I'm saying are saying.
They definitely
are.
Definitely are.
They're super
are. Either old people are as shit as we're saying they are, and they're turning normal people who just wanted to work with old people
into bastards.
Into dicks who abuse and steal from them.
I see what you're
and
saying.
And leave them in piss in a bed
for
months at a time.
So their oldness is spreading to younger people, basically.
Exactly.
Their old bitterness. Yeah. I mean,
it's a disease. Getting old is a disease. I love these kids, concerned kids, who go to visit their dad or mum in a home, and they're like, he's been sitting in a pile of shit for 6 months, and no one's come to clean him. I'm going to BBC News. Why did you put your dad in that home and not visit him for 6 months?
And leave that
because
shit.
You, well,
you
I mean,
clean
like,
up this fucking shit. I'll be down in the pub if you need me.
Right, next time he gets like this, just fucking give him a smack. Alright, first of all, I'm not saying that people should look after their elderly relatives. Fucking just put them in the trash.
Yeah.
It's just quicker, you know?
But literally, if you're going to complain about the home you're putting them in, at least do a little bit of research.
Yeah.
Like, do you molest and steal from these people?
Mm.
Yes.
Doesn't matter, really. If you, the only research you need to do is that it's not. It's going to be beneficial to my life.
To my life.
Yeah, will that's the only research they did. Yeah. They just checked. They just checked. Can my life be better without my old mum?
I love it. Yes. My mum brought me into this world. She looked after me when I was too young to do anything. All I could do was shit and piss and lie down. She taught me how to hold my head up when I sit up. She taught me how to not shit in my pants. She helped me grow into a human being. And as soon as I am that human being that she helped mold me into,
I am putting her straight into
a fucking home where they can do, they fucking, she can lie there in piss and shit. I'll come visit her in 6 months and be like, what the fuck have you done with that? I can't even tell which one of these fucking old scumbags she is. Give her a fucking shower.
They all look like fucking tires, man.
They look like tires. Take her out of fucking pickling juice, mate. Let her have a sleep. All they... Oh, fucking hell.
How disgusting. Many minutes has that been? It's been about 8 minutes. You got 2 more minutes of...
granny bashing.
Two more minutes of granny bashing. And they all vote fucking UKIP and Conservative.
Why? That's the thing.
Because they're racist. Yeah. Mm. They piss. They stink. They run people over all the time because they can't drive anymore.
Yeah.
They can't pick things up. They fucking have little cars that they drive on the pavement and they're flying and they don't give a shit if they hit you with them.
Yeah. Ben spasming out of anger.
He's actually on the floor in the field.
Angry at the moment. It is actually, I was reading up about this. We actually get more racist when we're older.
Yeah.
Because we, I forgot
just
why.
Just become more hateful.
Yeah, we crave to see, because we section everything out into different categories. And the older we
get.
This
is true. Wait, is this actually?
This is true.
Right.
And the older we get, the more, we don't want to do this or something like that. We want to just be with our own category.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it depends where you're from.
Like, is it like sort of a defensive thing? Because you're more...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that why Pete Townsend molested those kids?
I would imagine so, yes.
Probably.
Yeah, very good.
Probably.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Ben.
You should probably call that in. You figured it out.
Thank you. Yeah, so I don't know. So we'll probably be a lot more racist. But we've been... The thing is that our... Like, what I class as my group is so multicultural. When I'm older, I don't think I'll be, like, a proper racist.
When you're older, you're going to live in a shisha cafe.
Yeah.
Like,
dream.
Keep it coming. That's what I'm like. Am I eating baklava, bro? Am I eating some hummus?
Baklava.
Oh my
baklava
god!
Baklava. You know what? You know what? I was thinking about Arabs today.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. This isn't going to be a rant about Arabs.
It's like quite racist.
We got 10 minutes actually dedicated.
Racially heavy show.
I was thinking about Arabs today, and the reason I was thinking about them is because they invented the greatest dip of all time,
hummus.
And they invented a bread that is designed to go exclusively with hummus. Like
the pita.
The pita bread.
Yeah. They were like, shit, this bread is the bread we have at the moment is not good enough
for
this
spread.
Fucking dip.
Have you ever had hummus with just regular bread?
It's alright.
Yeah, it's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's okay.
It's not what you expect.
It's not what I wanted. When you have hummus with pita bread, get the fuck out of town. It's amazing. But have you also ever had pita bread with something that's not hummus?
Like more pita bread?
Yeah, just on its own.
Or ketchup.
Ketchup? Have you ever had pita bread with ketchup?
No, but I can see where you're going with it. Delicious.
I was
going
to say, not great.
No?
Hummus, pita bread, go together. Yeah. When they're with other things, they're okay. They're average.
Chalk and cheese? Chalk and cheese
don't go together.
Chalk and cheese does.
They just sound like they go together.
Like peas and carrots.
Those don't go. They don't sound anything like each other.
Peas and carrots are the...
Peas and carrots are a staple dish.
It's a
staple vegetable
same.
Side.
But
it's Forrest Gump, where he's like, my mom's having
carrots. But chalk and cheese, Ben. Can you not hear it? Chalk, cheese. They sound the same.
Chalky cheese.
They're
chalky
the same.
Cheese. I used to know
that's
that guy who worked at my cricket club. We all called him Chalky.
Okay.
And when he brought us drinks, we'd laugh at him for trying to fit in. I am Prince Philip. Welcome to the show, Prince.
Nice. All right. So today,
There was a royal baby since last time.
What, in the past 2 weeks? Was that before or after the election?
Oh, we didn't talk about it.
How handsome is this royal baby?
It's a girl.
Oh,
I thought of a great comic book that I was going to ask Eamon to illustrate. Actually,
apparently the baby has a tail that's going around.
Well, it's a lizard.
Yeah. Well, but they cut that.
I don't
off.
Know that for sure. Yeah, they cut it that definitely off. Has a tail. They cut it off and it grew back, which Ooh. Is weird.
Like Gohan. Although no, I don't not think like, Gohan's not ever like grow out. Do Gohan's not grow back?
I don't think so.
Goku can't transform into a monkey, can he?
No.
Talking about Dragon Ball Z.
Right here. That means he's a strong lizard. That means he will probably become king of the lizards.
Probably. Well,
queen of the lizards.
She's destined to be.
Queen of the lizards, yeah.
It's got that royal lizard blood.
Nice.
So what are you saying? My comic book idea is ninjas kidnap Prince George.
That's banging.
I like
and raise him to be a ninja. And, yeah. Well, we can discuss the details of it.
Does he become a ninja king?
The thing. He's a dark leader. And here's the two branching ideas. So ninjas kidnap him. And either they replace him with another baby. Or they raise him to be like a sort of evil guy. Then he becomes the king of England.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hi, when you are sent into a hotel and you need to kill 5 or 6 men without stirring any alarms, and all you have is a shotgun, use Michael Atler's shotgun silencers. They make a cool noise when you shoot someone in the shower. That was my favorite part of the movie. Thank you.
Welcome back. So, what are we looking at?
Fast and Furious. Sorry,
we're looking at the Fast and the Furious. Which number was that again?
7.
7. Nice. As we mentioned, only 2 of us have actually watched this film. Eamon can make assumptions on it, and we can spoil the whole film. Ben, what did you feel about the film? What was your feelings?
I feel like people are going to think I'm being sarcastic when I say it was one of the best films I've ever seen.
I feel like you are being sarcastic.
I am not even. It was fucking the tits. It was so great.
Do you know that Vin Diesel says that this film should get Oscar for best film?
Oh, God.
I think it should win the Oscar for greatest film ever made.
Ever made? Should they make a new Oscar?
Yeah.
There's some 10-foot Oscar that comes out and they're like,
it should be the third film. It should be like The Third Man, Godfather Part 3,
Fast and Furious 7,
Terminator 2.
Yeah. Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now. Streetcar Named Desire.
Mr. Bean,
they live.
Mr. Bean goes to Hollywood. Fast and the Furious 7.
Okay,
and then Vin Diesel can come out. And
why?
Be like,
why is it so good?
It's just so good. Everything comes together so well, and it is okay. So, what's the plot? Okay, Jason Statham is the brother.
How do you say his name?
Jason. I say Statham.
Statham.
I say Stratham.
I don't even think there's an R in his name.
No, there isn't.
No research.
Jason Statham. You know the guy? I was talking to this weird bald man once, and he was talking to me about how Jason Statham counts every calorie that goes into his body, and it's like Scott. And he was just talking about how great he is at working out, and he was like, "Yeah, you know, I used to be good at working out." And then he showed me his wallet and was like, "You think that's a good wallet?" I was like,
"Do you like this money?"
I was like, "Yeah, it's all right." And he was like, "Guess how much that cost me?" And I knew he was only asking me because he got it for really cheap. And I was just like, £5. He was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Fuck you! I don't care about your what? What are you?
Where did you meet this guy?
It doesn't matter.
In the back alley." Great film.
Should we do the synopsis of the film? Let's do the synopsis.
You do the synopsis.
So basically, I didn't watch the other films apart from the first and the second one. But what I could gather was that the last one was set in London.
Yeah.
And the antagonist in the film died or was hospitalized.
Whoa, sailor.
I don't know.
What does antagonist mean?
It means a dude who antagonizes.
I see the antagonizer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he died, he's hospitalized.
Oh, by the way, the first 5 minutes of this film, spoilers for the last film.
Yeah, basically. And Jay Strax, basically, is his brother and wants to avenge his brother. Okay. So he goes on a rampage to go and find his killers, who are Vin Diesel and his crew. And the crew. Yeah? Mm. And
so it's a revenge story.
Yeah, it's a revenge story, but I'm just trying to remember why everything else happens.
Because of cars, that's why.
Because of cars.
Cars were going fast, so people's adrenaline were really high, so they did crime.
No.
So, right?
See, the film kind of just shit happens,
And it's because. All banging. All banging.
And it's all kind of like, they explain it, like, when something happens, they explain it like 10 seconds before, and then that's the only explanation you'll get. And then you're kind of like, then you'll just see action for 10 minutes, and then someone will explain what's going on. Like, someone will keep you updated,
yeah.
And then it will just keep going. But why were they in that? So why the fuck were they in Kazakhstan?
So when we came out of the cinema, one of our party was like,
"This makes sense."
No, they were talking about how it was so stupid. They meant it with love. They didn't mean like that was bad, stupid. But they were like, I love the way everything was so easy and they told you everything. And I turned to them and I was like, are you telling me you have any idea what happened in that movie? Because I have no fucking idea what happened in that movie.
Okay.
Other than it was fucking banging.
It was balls to the wall.
So, alright, Eamon.
Yeah.
You haven't seen it. Jason Statham tries to do revenge on everyone. He kills the Chinese guy from the last movie. In Tokyo Drift. And he blows
Tokyo
up
Drift, the last one.
Yeah, this is confusing. I read up about this. No, basically, yeah,
the last one was a prequel to Tokyo Drift.
Okay.
Tokyo Drift was set after the last one.
Okay.
After 5, after
wait,
6.
Say that. Okay, so 6 was set before number 3.
6 was set before 3. 3 is set before 7.
Yeah, that's what I read. That Tokyo Drift is in the timeline is just before this film.
Okay, so
it blew my mind. I was like,
what you're saying, which we said a few times now.
Yes.
Is Tokyo Drift.
It's before this film.
It's set
in between.
After 6.
Bro.
Let's move on. But before 7.
Yes.
But, and also a little bit during, because you actually see the scene where he gets
killed. So now I'm confused.
Anyway, so he blows up the house that Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, and Paul Walker's family
they all live together.
In. Why does Vin Diesel think that he has the right to live there with them? What a dick.
He loves them so much. He's
just imposed on them.
The other thing we should note is that throughout the whole film is there's this whole thing about how Vin Diesel, one, he loves his family.
That's all through all 7.
Yeah, okay. But also that he's so happy that Paul Walker
is dead.
Complete opposite is that he's so happy that he's alive and is having making a family with his
sister. So he doesn't kill him in the film.
No.
We're not doing spoilers.
Let's get to the spoilers. Okay. Let's not spoil it.
He basically, this is the main thing running through the film, is that he loves Paul Walker and they're having all these heart-to-hearts and Paul Walker's his man and like Paul Walker's also the greatest husband and shit like that to his sister. Whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, every time, they meet when they're trying to fight
he blows
off,
up their house.
He blows up their house, and they're trying to fight off Jason Stratum, or Jay Strax, I don't know how you pronounce it. Anyway, and then they bump into like a CIA agent or something.
A black ops run by Kurt Russell conspiracy
run
CIA
by Kurt Russell
agency who is like Jason Stratum. You got me saying it now.
Yeah, no.
Jason Statham, Vin Diesel having a shootout in a thing, and like Kurt Russell comes with like a million guys and manages to let the dude escape. And then he's like, we weren't even going for him anyway, dickhead. But they were, because they're like, no, you're going to help us catch him.
Yeah,
type thing. So Kurt Russell, the head of some CIA agency, enlists the help of a street racing gang to catch what turned out to be a spy trained by MI6 to be a shadow.
Okay.
This is Jason Statham's character.
Jay Stets.
I'm stay with Jay. Yeah. What is the character's name?
Jay Diller.
Can you tell me any character's name?
No, I can't. Vin Diesel's character was memorable for a bit, but I forgot that as well. I just kept in the notes I've written, I kept calling him Paul Walker and Vin Diesel.
Yeah,
because that's it, really. So you just name them that. They rarely refer to them by their names, I think. But no, Virgo, no, Vince or something is Vin Diesel's name.
Vinny.
No, Vinny. That's Vin Diesel.
In real life. In real life.
Anyway, so anyway, the whole plot in a nutshell is that the Kurt Russell's character and the gang from Fast and Furious, they team together to take him down, but they have to do all these kind of little missions before, and while they're doing these dumb missions in all these different countries, Jason Stratz,
before we get to that,
yeah,
they have to in order to find Jason Statham, there's one piece of Jason Statham is a shadow.
He's a shadow.
So they can only find him by getting this tool that was created by this hacker who created this machine that can tap into every camera in the world. So basically the machine that Red Fox makes in Batman 2 to catch the Joker.
Yeah.
Right.
So she's made a machine. Oh, spoiler. It's a sexy girl. In case you didn't realize. Okay. But it's a sexy girl from Hollyoaks, so a lot less down. Sexy than they could have. I guess they couldn't afford a
she's
sexy
some kind
girl.
Of android girl then, or?
She actually looks like she could play Android 18.
She's in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, she is. Yeah, I don't even know.
She's Khaleesi's.
She could play Android 18.
She's Khaleesi's handmaid in a way.
Yeah.
I hate Khaleesi, so anyway, we'll talk. We've covered how much.
Let's keep going.
So they need to do that. And she's been kidnapped by, like, African Thai terrorists.
He's a warlord terrorist.
He's an African warlord who employs Thais.
And he's like, running a PMC.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't get how...
Is the PMC made up of strictly Thai guys?
Yeah, of
from,
military
from
Thais.
The raid too.
Yeah. So I don't get who would be like, I need some security. I'm going to hire this terrorist.
Mm.
Who has all this weapon? I don't get what world Vin Diesel lives in, because he might have written this. I don't know, but anyway,
if he was the guy who played Rocky Balboa, he'd have written that.
That'd be brilliant.
Sylvester Stallone. What's your name?
Yeah, exactly. So they want to get this. Kurt Russell wants to get the hacker to get this eye, or the fucking like God's eye. Yeah,
it's and called the God's eye.
Yeah, the thing is that one. The moment that he tells him, it should, like, ring alarm bells in Vin Diesel's head. He should be like, what the fuck is this?
Mm.
He's telling me that basically the government have a program to see everyone at every moment.
No, a hacker created it.
Yeah, but still, they want to get it.
Does it work with, like, satellites or
Bro,
something?
Everything.
No. Off.
You're a dickhead.
Like, is it some Google... Is it high-tech Google Maps?
There's no satellites involved. You have... a USB
right.
and a computer and you type on and you're like this.
On computer. Double D.
And then you go into the mainframe. and then you can see everything.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't go too deep into the...
they don't get checked in.
Of course not.
They don't go too far into the science.
Let's not put this under a microscope.
That was, a very obvious admission, but yeah.
So they... what were we? What I got?
Fast
oh yeah,
Furious,
so this Kurt Russell fella,
yeah.
He employs a street gang who, in the first film, were literally just stealing JVC flat screens.
Okay,
before flat screens invented, they were like the big screens.
Back when they were cool, still. Yeah.
That's what they were doing in Fast Furious 1. By Fast Furious 7, they're so well known that a government agency is employing them
to sell TVs
to catch a world. Leading PMC leader terrorist
group. And
is this the
and,
African tiger?
Yeah, the African yeah. And to take down Jay Strass.
And he
character.
Says to them, "If you get back this hacking system, you can have it.
Yeah. Three Porsches with your names on it.
No,
yeah.
Right. You think about this.
Okay,
you're talking
you
to a
have,
government.
Wait,
agency.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
All right, let me.
Yeah, you just got it.
So okay, so why has he decided to give them the super
he's
weapon?
He's giving it to them
as a reward.
As a reward. For finding it.
Do with and, it as you will.
Yeah, yeah, the thing is that not okay, I know realism in this film is pushed way to the
I
side.
I mean, so far there's been magic with this God's Hand character.
Yeah. But they wouldn't not only would they not give it to fucking him and his crew, they wouldn't even tell him that this fucking thing exists.
Yeah,
this is the biggest secret in fucking years.
Shh.
Yeah. Sorry,
don't
it's
tell
biggest,
him.
No, it's the biggest secret in
don't
years,
tell.
And they fucking they. He's just so open, and
he's
shows
so
him.
Open.
He shows him
he
everything.
Just met him.
Yeah.
He shows each.
You know
they
what?
Have a screen, and he shows him everything about the fucking thing.
I trust you.
I trust
because you remind me of me. This guy is crazy. I like him.
He offers him.
Carlos's character.
He offers him
a Corona.
A Corona. But what is
well,
amazing?
I don't know how we can. This is the best part of the movie, and I don't know how we can translate it.
What, the handing over of the Corona?
Let's act it out.
So I'm Kurt Russell.
You want to be Kurt Russell?
Yeah,
I'll be Vin
Diesel. Yeah. So, I've brought you here so I can tell you all the government military secrets right here. Hey, guy, you look parched.
I am pretty parched.
Alright, well, here are some Coronas.
No.
Can you see that? Can you see that?
Thanks. I really like Coronas.
All right. Well, I would get. Wait. I would get you a Belgium ale, but I think you like Coronas.
I was trying
let
to
me,
get you
let
to
me,
stop doing that.
Let me spin it so the camera can see.
All right.
There all right. Go. So at first he's like, "This Belgian beer is delicious," and then secondly. He's like, Steve Diesel. It's like, "I just drink Coronas."
Yeah.
And then they talk about Coronas. And he pulls out a fucking bucket of Coronas. He's in a secret government laboratory. They're in a secret government
perfect
laboratory.
Bucket.
With
people
secret
are designing cars.
Yeah.
People are fucking everything. Spaceships.
Floating around
spaceships.
And shit. Yeah.
And he's like, "I wanted a Corona." He pulls up a bucket full of ice and Coronas. It's not just a bucket. It's the silver Corona bucket.
Yeah, it's got like the symbol on it.
Yeah, the Corona symbol.
Perfectly placed.
Banging.
But the thing is that I've watched a couple of other Fast and Furious films. They always drink. He always drinks Coronas. That's his like thing.
Yeah.
But every time he drinks it, he's like perfectly. It's like in a perfect position where.
It's
when he lifts it to his face, you can see it. Like
how refreshing it is.
Yeah.
And they don't
and
even drink it.
Sign.
I honestly, they weren't drinking it with limes, though. And I thought that's how you were supposed to drink it.
No, that's... isn't that Desperados?
Is that just English?
Desperados.
Oh, is it Coronas?
Yeah,
it's
Coronas
yeah.
as well, yeah.
They have...
Desperados taste dirty. I don't know why you drink that shit.
Coronas is
alright.
It's alright.
Right.
Nice.
Coronas, you're right. Coronas' big thing is that it's with limes. Because they in Carnival, they have those big... the fucking big inflatable Corona. And has like
it's
a giant...
It's got lime in it.
And I'm always like, that looks so refreshing.
For all the listeners who don't know, we're talking about...
Brazilian Carnival.
Notting Hill.
Talking about the Brazilian
Nothing
one.
Brazil
Notting Hill.
Gate.
Brazil
Carnival.
Gate.
So they go... In the film... They're obviously in LA because that's where he's from. They go to LA.
Yeah.
He's the beginnings in London.
So they go to Kazakhstan.
They go to Kazakhstan.
I'll let you do the Kazakhstan.
They go to Kazakhstan, and we'll talk about the rest of them. They go to Kazakhstan.
Can we do a scene from Kazakhstan?
Basically,
bro. There's no dialogue.
It's
bro.
Not.
Oh, there's dialogue.
There is a cool bit. To go to Kazakhstan, they jump out of a plane, of a moving plane, in cars, parachuting. So that's quite cool.
Oh, that's so cool.
Why didn't the plane just land?
Because they're over like I don't know.
We ain't got time.
Yeah, exactly.
They were on a mountain road. No, they were trying to be cove. They're covert. Trying to be covert. Black Ops.
Oh, okay, so they dropped like parachute. Three shining Ferraris from the sky. Yeah.
Three? Five? No? 12.
12.
Like Ferraris, Lamborghinis, cars, Bugattis, out of a fucking... No, just like four just Chargers. Cars, not even banging cars. Yeah. It's just like it's muscle cars.
Yeah.
Out of a plane with parachutes on them. Amazingly banging. That was so banging, by the way.
Yeah.
I really do want to stress that I am talking about this film and it sounds ridiculous.
But it's a fun ride, man.
Genuinely amazing.
It was a fun ride.
It's genuinely banging.
It was fun.
Fun ride, nice pun.
That should have been a tagline for the film.
That was a nice pun. Okay, so they get to Kazakhstan. Mental stuff happens. Guess who shows up?
Go on.
Jason Statham.
Okay.
How did you not guess that, Eamon?
I mean, I didn't see it coming, to be honest. I wasn't going to say that.
Jason Statham. Now...
I was going to say Dwayne Johnson.
Now I'd like to take a segue and say, at every point in this film where they're trying to get God's hand to find Jason Statham...
He turns up.
Jason Statham turns up.
Yeah. Can you see? Can you see what's going on here?
Why?
Best picture.
Now I'm
best picture.
Best film of all time. He wants this film to win best.
There's just
picture.
No. I see where you're coming from. There's just no stress watching this film. Anytime you get confused, and like the way here the characters are back on screen, you were wondering where he is. Here he is.
Exactly. So they do their thing. They get the hacker. Then they go off to Dubai.
Yeah.
Now this is where the real shit happens.
That's where they're chilling. That's where they're just hitting up the hotels. They be hitting the bitches.
I must stress the first scene in the second scene after they're in London and Jason Stratham's killed everybody. They're in LA in a car show.
Everyone listening to the show is so pissed off with you right now.
Yes.
Because whenever I listen to podcasts and Brez is saying words wrong.
Jason
JS.
Basically, they go to LA and there's a car show.
Was that?
No, it's like some automobile show or whatever.
Right at the beginning.
Let's rewind back to the beginning.
I need to explain every new country they go to when they set the scene.
Please do.
When they set the scene, there's always titties and ass. And I'm talking like women in bikinis. There's like a flash of ass. When they're in LA, ass. When they're in the roadshow, ass. When they're in Tokyo, ass.
Okay.
Not in England, funnily enough.
Not in England, because everyone has bad teeth. What was in England? Everyone has bad teeth, according to the Americans.
It was just cock.
It was just straight strats cock. And in Dubai, where they're known for being known for being very conservative in Dubai.
I don't know if they actually do. It wasn't Dubai. It was UAE. Is Dubai part of UAE?
No, it's different.
Yeah, it's UAE place. They go to. But I don't want to be racist and say they have Shiari law in UAE.
I don't think they do.
No, they don't.
No, but they are. But anyway,
women dress in bikinis in UAE?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they do. Well, they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone are they walking around in the...
Not, I don't think on a day-to-day basis.
It
just
looks
normally,
a bit like normal, like...
It's acceptable. It's not like a weirdly conformed
country. Because I thought that was weird. And then I thought that was weird. But when they were first driving in the desert...
In the desert with a camel.
Yeah, they showed a dude like walking with a camel... Like tied up camel, like walking with it really slowly in this shitty like and music like and I was like, yes, they got it down.
Exactly right.
They got
perfect.
It down.
It's almost as if they went there to search this.
And then they pulled up in their Bugattis and their fucking whatever, and then there were asses everywhere. And I was like, okay.
You know what? I understand why they did this whole scene though, because the people who are gonna love that film more than anyone else, Arabs.
I did think that.
So it turns out that the God's Hand, the reason they have to go to UAE is because the God's Hand has been sold to a prince in UAE.
To an Arab prince. What's he going to do with it?
He put it in his car as a GPS system.
Check this out, man.
They got it down. They got Arab princes exactly down. And he's having the...
Ahmed, check this out.
They've got, oh my god, the most slamming party in the world. It's like
gold bitches. That's all I can explain.
Strippers, all gold.
Oh my
painted
god.
Painted gold. And you know what's funny? There's at one point where there's a woman, like, in a fucking burqa. No, that's not true. In a hijab.
Mm.
Like, fucking getting down.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to these gold titty strippers. And I'm thinking,
get naked,
really?
Girl.
Just take the hijab off.
Yeah, really?
They're
she has limits, isn't it? She has ethical
she's
limits.
She's not a sheep, though, you know? Yeah, she's not exactly. Going with the crowd. Yeah. She's like, this I'll is dance. How I get down.
I'll dance to this crazy music next to the stripper, but I won't show my hair, yo.
No.
Yeah.
I won't.
No.
And there were more black people at this party. There were more black people at this party.
The DJ
Arabs at this party.
I swear to God, that's when cool. I first saw the DJ in that party scene, I thought it was T-Pain, and I was like, this is going to be banging. It looked like
I don't know what T-Pain looks like.
He's a fat guy. He's black. And a singer. Anyway, so in Dubai, they have a fight scene. Blah, blah, blah. Then...
drive a car.
Then, guess who turns up?
Go on.
Come on.
DMX.
Come on.
Run DMC. John Bon Jovi.
No, you're
right. DMX.
The Rock.
DMX turns up.
That's not true.
The Rock is in the film.
The Rock is in the film.
We completely missed that out. The Rock gets hospitalized.
You didn't mention him once.
Oh my.
You didn't mention him once, so I was wondering if he's actually in this
film. Oh my. He rock bottoms Jason Statham.
Oh my god.
He rock bottoms Jason Statham.
This whole scene
out. You should have started with the Rock bottom.
This is the beginning of the film.
Oh. It does start with the Rock bottom.
You guys are terrible.
We're fucking this up. He basically. Jason Stratham.
Stratham.
This guy.
All right, let's just say it properly. It's Jason Stratham. Go on.
Stratham. That's what I said, but that's what she said.
It's
anyway.
Stratham.
Stratham.
Statham.
Stratham.
Statham.
Just he say, basically.
Think of this.
Just
Statham.
He. Stratham.
You know when your friend wants to go home because it's very late,
and he's
but
like,
you're
late, fam.
Want to continue burning it up with your friend?
Yeah.
He's like,
but
late,
he
fam.
Already feels like he hates himself to the point where he has to go home and stop burning it up.
But you
are like, but if you go, the crashing reality of my world will be shown to me because I will be alone with my thoughts.
Yeah.
So you say, stay, fam.
Oh, stay. Oh, I thought you were gonna do the rare turning. The other bear turns and he'll be like, stay for another one. And then he'll be like, but it's late, fam. And then you'll be like, turn the L into an S and be like,
late, fam.
Yeah, it's straight, fam.
It's straight, fam.
It's straight, fam.
It's straight, fam.
No. It's when they're leaving, you're like, stay, fam.
Straight, fam. Jason.
Is there an R
Jason
in his name?
Statham.
There's no
Jason
R in his
Statham.
Name. All right.
Is there an R in it? All right.
Let's call him JS, but because it's not JS, let's call him JLS. All right.
Pronoun
is JLS.
But because he's not JLS, can we just call him Jason Statham?
We can call him Jason Statham if you want to.
I'll call him Statham.
It's confusing though.
Anyway, Jason Statham basically
Statham.
He
shows up at the party.
Oh no! Wait. He shows up at the beginning of the film. He shows up at the Rock's work. Which is the Rock's work
is the FBI.
It's the FBI, but he's a bounty hunter.
So Jason just walks in.
Wait, is the Rock
he's
a bounty hunter?
He's a bounty hunter for
that's
the
not
FBI.
True. He works for the FBI.
Did you not see him stamping all those different photos of like people that he captured?
Yeah,
he's like a.
But he works for the FBI.
He
he's
works
not
for
like
the, yeah.
Dog the bounty hunter.
No,
who
no,
goes
no.
after FBI guys.
No,
he's
an FBI agent.
Paul Walker used to be an FBI agent.
That's true.
In the first movie,
yeah,
and he was sent into Vin Diesel's gang to catch. A small time JVC
smuggling,
TV stealing, racing, and now they are being called in by a black ops to.
They just
all
saw
they
them.
Wanna,
they
all,
knew they were going to be criminal geniuses. That's
and,
why from early on.
And all they want to do is race.
Yeah,
that's all. They
I
don't
it.
Care about anything.
They just want to go fast.
I love how they get into all these crazy adventures.
Dude.
All they want to do is race. Sorry.
That's why I'm waiting for the next one.
Can we get to the rock bottom
in
of
space?
Jason Statham?
Do you think this is a weird ripoff of Wacky Races?
It could be. Who's Dick Dastardly?
Dick Dastardly, Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah. So who was the main guy in? All I remember is fucking Muttley and is it Muttley?
Muttley.
That's
Dick
all I
Dastardly.
Remember.
Muttley, Dick Dastardly, Lady
and
Penelope.
Penelope.
There's quite a few characters. There's quite a few. I can't remember
Red
their names.
Baron.
Red
oh,
Baron.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy that flew
Captain
the World
Caveman.
War II.
Oh shit.
The Bam Bam was in it, wasn't he?
I'm guessing The Rock is Captain Caveman in that situation.
Yeah, almost his name.
Anyway, they have a fight. He basically, his secretary comes back. She left the building.
It's not his secretary. It's just whatever. Another FBI agent.
Yeah, they fight. Jason, they fight. She comes back to help him in the building while they're fighting and exploding everything.
Yeah.
Jason Statham.
Statham?
Statham. He explodes a bomb. And then the Rock runs up because he's his defenseless female
sexy
secretary is obviously doesn't know how to handle herself, so he needs to protect her, jumps on her, grabs her, the bomb goes off, they fly out the window, he lands perfectly on the roof of a car.
Breaking all his bones.
You would imagine from about 30 or 40 feet in the air.
30 or 40 feet.
Drops onto a big car.
Onto a metal surface.
And not one cut. He has. Okay. And guess what
He broke his arm.
He broke probably one. That's how tough. He's a rock. He's an actual living rock.
So then the funny thing is, he's not in the rest of the movie.
Yeah, he's just hospitalized. Yeah.
So that was a crippling accident. So really, he was damaged his psychology. Yeah. Really,
there's a million great lines in this film. But when the Rock is hospitalized and Vin Diesel comes to visit him, he's watching like the Hulk on TV.
The Rock is.
Yeah, The Rock. And The Rock.
The Lou Ferrigno one.
The old one. And next to him on his little table, his daughter's there playing video games.
Yeah.
On his little hospital table, he's got a bit of Jello and a fucking giant revolver.
Holy shit.
And I'm like, whoa, okay.
So he's jacking it to the gun.
Yeah, well, maybe. Vin Diesel walks in and he's like, You risked your life and limb to save the world. And what did they give you? Jello and a bad 70s TV show. and they give each other a smile of, that was great writing. That was, wow.
High five.
You came up with that line yourself?
No. Yeah, that's amazing. Anyway, they go to Dubai. Jason Statham comes over.
And he also shows up. So Jason Statham has now showed up in Kazakhstan. He showed up in Dubai. They're trying to get the God's hand. It's becoming very apparent that they do not need the God's hand to find Jason Statham.
I mean, he's finding them every few minutes.
He found them in LA. He found them in LA. He found them in fucking... He found them everywhere. Anyway. He found them everywhere. So, basically... No? So, basically, he comes in. He has, like... He shoots up the place. And they do, like... They do, like, a little... What the fuck? Oh, yeah. I've lost my trail of thought.
They drive a car out a fucking window down a skyscraper.
While the party's going on, they're upstairs.
The fucking...
They drive down a building.
Yeah. They drive down it. Out a window, into another skyscraper,
The Chinese are investing a lot
into a fucking museum in a skyscraper and destroy the terracotta army.
Okay, we must stress.
Could you just?
This is a fantastic.
What are you talking about? Destroying the terracotta army?
It's okay.
That's conjecture. You need
to just see it. It's something to. You need to see it to believe it. But I have to say, it is unbelievable. That whole scene is unbelievable, but it is actually quite cool.
Oh, bro, it's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
It's fully amazing. Can I say that again in slow motion? He drives out of a window into another skyscraper.
Oh, wait. Just before that, they jump out from... Because they're above the party. They jump onto the party's floor.
Yeah.
They do these, like, mad donuts. And Jason Statham basically has a grenade launcher, which... He is a known terrorist. How did he even get to Dubai? How is he flying?
He just gave a nod through the airport, correct?
Best picture, by the way. Best picture nominee film.
Definitely.
He comes over with the gun. He's shooting grenades at the car while it's donutting. Then it flies out. While it's flying, and the grenades are basically exploding behind the car while it's flying from one building to the other.
So is it like propelling it to the next
point? I don't know, but it's just like popping off in the air while this amazing looking car as well is like flying through the fucking
air. Yeah, most expensive car in the world.
With
fully bulletproof though. They did explain that. The Arab prince needed a completely bulletproof car.
Yeah, of course he did.
And with the best GPS known to
the God's hand GPS. Yeah.
And then it goes into one building, then it flies off into the next building, and what does it do after that? Was it doing
tries to do the terracotta army.
That's it, yeah. Okay. And it spins around and it flies out of the window and they luckily jump out the car at the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, and wow. The car falls out the window. No one gets killed. It's great. Now, here's my... Just one thing with that scene is that they all go to this party. Like, every single member of Vin Diesel's crew.
Mm.
And Vin Diesel and Paul Walker drive out the window using the Bugatti.
Yeah.
And then the Bugatti falls... Or I think it's a Bugatti. And then the Bugatti falls out of the thing. And they're like, oh, shit. Let's go just fight this guy in LA.
We just dropped that car.
Yeah, well, no, they don't give a shit about that. That's fine. Okay. But they're like, let's just fight this. Then that's when they decide, let's fight this guy in Los Angeles. Let's not do this anymore. Let's fight this guy in Los Angeles.
No.
Is that not where they decide?
That's not it.
Whatever they decide at that point. Sorry. Whatever they decide at that point, it now cuts and it's no longer in the UAE.
Yeah.
There is one more big scene.
Oh, yeah?
In the UAE.
When
they get... Because they luckily, just before the car jumps out the window, they get the God's hand, and then they
it just lands on their lap.
Yeah, no, they rip it out.
Oh, they take it out of the car, right?
Just before the car explodes.
Yeah.
And they use it to track Jason Statham, and they track him.
Oh, he's at the oil.
He's at an oil thing, and they track him.
Just investing.
And then they go to confront him, but he has the backup of the African warlord. And all his Chinese men come out.
Everyone.
And they have like a big war, and Kurt Russell like kind of dies in that. I don't know what the fuck
happens. We don't know what happens.
Yeah. And then
he doesn't die, but he kind of
dies. He kind of dies.
He's not in the rest of
it. It's weird. Like, he's like, it doesn't matter. Like,
he's blown away in the scene.
It's just so weird. But anyway.
Wait, can we, before we do that, so they're on this building. They've driven the car out the window. Jason Statham is still at the party with all of their friends.
Yes, yeah.
Right.
And then it just cuts to the next scene, and they're all together in a place, being like, "All right, we got to go get this guy." But why didn't Jason Statham just kill all of them then and there? Or why didn't they try and get him? Why,
for the same reason that street he keeps racing turning up,
gang? Trying to find MI5's, MI6's biggest, most menacing James Bond spy.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Why have they been enlisted? That's just madness.
I think...
Is it because they've got, like, field experience in street racing?
I think they're stealing JVCs. I think that's it.
We need someone on the ground.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. In itself. Okay, so they go off from Dubai. They go off back to LA. And then they have one final showdown.
Mm.
Now, in this final showdown...
When do the ninjas get into the movie?
Oh my god, bro.
That's what I want to know.
These are better than ninjas. Okay. In the showdown in LA, they're driving around LA, and they know that basically everyone who they fought in Dubai is going to come after them in LA. So they're like, we just wait for them, and they'll come to us. Finally, they get it. Finally, they get that wherever they go, they are fighting these guys. Yeah. Yeah, so they're like, let's just wait for them. So they wait for them.
Oh, Jason Statham now has God's eye.
Yeah, the Africans. How did they get it?
They
ripped out of the car. You said, right?
Yeah, but no, but
no. Then the Africans.
In this scene,
the Africans have it
when the oil after the fight in the oil
because they took God's eye with them for some reason.
They
instead of leaving it in the lab. They took God's eye with them to a fucking firefight.
Keep it close, you know? Just in case.
So they, at the end of the scene, the African guy picks up. They're in LA.
Okay.
That was stupid.
They're in LA. They've got God's eye. Okay.
But luckily they have the hacker who can hack into God's eye.
And destroy
as long as she's within a 2 mile radius.
Yeah. So can I just confirm God's eye is a chick? Yeah?
No.
No. God, she invented
a woman.
A chicken. Woman. It's God's eye, a woman. God's eye, a microchip invented by a woman.
Invented.
But now, yes.
A thing called God's eye.
All right.
They wait for them to come. Basically, it doesn't. Ben, it doesn't matter why, what. They wait for them to come for some fucking reason. Because they just know that they're going to come. They yeah. come. The terrorists come. The terrorists come. The terrorists okay. come. He's a terrorist. He's a this African guy. He's a terrorist warlord who's wanted, who owns a PMC. He's running a PMC with loads of men. He comes flying in a state-of-the-art helicopter filled with missiles
and drones
and everything.
And fucking everything.
This dude has entered, not only, fucking hell, not only has he entered America and its airspace, he has entered it with the best helicopter in the world, with trained men, fucking blowing up.
Declaring war.
Declaring war, blowing up half of LA, and like the whole police and everyone, they don't know what the fuck's going on.
That's just not in our jurisdiction.
The only people that know what's going on is Vin Diesel and his JVC stealing fucking team. And that's it. They're the only ones that it's like a game with only six players.
Yeah, can I ask a question about Kurt Russell's character?
Yeah.
Why didn't he warn anyone? Why didn't he call the FBI or the CIA
and be like, some shit oh, going. Like he was dead.
No, kind
maybe.
Of.
It's like half dead.
Yeah.
Oh my god, there's so many lines in that film when he's dying. Because he's like, his thing is drinking Belgium ale.
Yeah.
And he's trying to, for one scene at the beginning, he's trying to convince Vin Diesel to drink Belgium ale.
Maybe Belgium ale just pulled out halfway through the film and he's like, we don't have any money for you, Kurt.
Maybe. He tries to convince him. And while he's dying, he's like, Vin Diesel. That's the character's name.
Yeah.
He's like, Vin Diesel. Can you just promise me one thing? He's like, what is it? Kurt Russell.
Chief.
And he's like, just promise me you'll try that Belgium ale.
No way. No way.
And he's like, of course I will.
Imagine that.
I don't even think he says that. I think as he's dying, he's like, I can't do that, bro. Corona.
He tells him, Corona's but he can't do it. Vin Diesel, this guy is dying.
Does Vin Diesel say no and then look into the camera?
He's not dying. It's weird.
He's kind happens. Of dying. Yeah, he's going we into a twilight zone.
It's so weird what's happening to
he's
this
He's getting
guy.
Saved, but he's not saved.
Like, I remember being like, so did he die?
Yeah.
He's just not in the rest of the film.
You know, they wanted Denzel Washington to play
Kurt Russell's character, yeah. Really?
They said the production team were like, we want a big name to do a small part.
Kurt Russell's a big name, though.
Yeah, they
wanted Denzel Washington. It's not that.
I don't think Denzel Washington.
Do you know?
Denzel, he asked him. He said it was stupid.
This is a Kurt Russell film. Like, Kurt Russell made good
films. Yeah.
Anyway, the film. Oh, there's so much. We haven't got enough time. There's so much shit that happens in this film. They do the chase. Yada yada yada. They fight. The Rock fucking sees it. He's luckily, he's got the foresight to be like, he sees it on the news that they take down like a communication tower or something.
Right.
And he's watching the news in his hospital bed like, something's happening and it's involving my mates, you know? So he's like, tells his daughter, daddy's gotta go to work. And he stands up and he's got a broken arm and he's got the cast on the broken arm. And how does he...
He just fucking destroys the... Like, he straightens his arm, destroys the...
Are you serious?
Yeah. He straightens his arm, flexes the cast off. And it explodes off.
Oh my god.
I'm here! Oh yeah. Like, and then he, like, cracks it. He's like...
Fucking like doctors.
And, yeah.
They don't know anything.
Exactly. And then he's fine. He runs off. He destroys, like, a drone.
He was going to get into a car, but then he realized he could run faster than a car.
No, he steals an ambulance.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, he drives it onto the fucking drone.
He destroys the drone. He picks up the minigun off the drone.
Oh,
and he's walking like the fucking heavy from Team 4. He's just basically a giant dude with a minigun shooting at helicopters. The only he might as well have been laughing manically. he was saying cool shit while it was happening. But anyway, they're in a battle. How does it end? Oh my god.
So Vin Diesel
is fighting.
Vin Diesel has a 20 minute long fight with Jason Statham.
Wow.
Using pipes and shovels and guns and bats.
Oh, that's cool. So it's like a hand to hand thing.
Yeah. It's a hand to hand thing. It's super cool.
Yeah.
And there's a callback to earlier in the film where like earlier in the film, Vin Diesel goes to fight Jason Statham, a spy, like just a fist fight. Jason Statham just pulls out a gun. And he's like,
I'm not a dickhead.
I'm not a dickhead. Yeah, basically. He's like, I'm not a dickhead.
This is a street fight.
Yeah. This is a street fight. Yeah. And then later in the film, Jason Statham has been cornered. Vin Diesel comes out with a gun. And he goes, you thought this was a street fight? Hmm. Holding the gun at Jason Statham, throws it back in the car. And he goes, it is. And he goes into the car and pulls out pipes to fight with. He pulls out pipes to fight with. And a wrench.
Best picture, bro.
They have a fight for like half an hour. I don't actually really know what happens to Jason Statham at the end of this fight.
Neither do I.
So you're about to find out.
Oh yeah.
They're on top of a car park, and then like they fight for ages, and then for some reason the car park sort of breaks
because the African warlord comes. And he wants to kill Vin Diesel so bad.
He made a fool of him.
Yeah, so bad. And he's like, but Jason Statham is there. So he's like, and then the guy's like, co-pilot's like, should I shoot? And then he's like, our friendship is terminated or something. And he turns all Austrian on him. And he's like, fire the rocket. So they all die. But they miss. Badly.
Everything.
Like, every rocket misses.
Everything.
Badly. It misses. It like fucking, dude, it misses so badly that all it does is it destroys part of the car park roof and then it starts crumbling.
Yeah.
And then Vin Diesel, while it crumbles around him, like a comical fucking, Roadrunner thing with the dude on the cliff. The thing crumbles around Jason Statham. And then Vin Diesel looks at him and gives him a smile and is like, you know about street fights, yeah? And he's like, what? And he's like, what does he say? He's like, you know about street fights, the street always wins. And he drops. And then the helicopter's in the air. And then Vin Diesel looks up at the helicopter and gives it the meanest mug. Like, I was like, he is going to fight this helicopter.
And it just explodes.
Yeah, I was just like, is he going to fight the helicopter? Like, everyone must have been, is he going to fight this helicopter? And what he does, he gets in his car.
Yeah.
He notices that in the boot, there's like a bag full of grenades.
Okay, so he's in the car and he's like, wait a second.
Yeah, in Jason Statham's car feels a little heavy. Yeah, Jason Statham's car, there's a bag full of grenades.
I smell grenades.
He runs up with the car, does a flying fucking jump.
Yeah, he does an insane stunt.
Yeah, and everyone's watching. Right. All his gang is watching. And so,
the obvious thing to do that I expected, and I think the whole cinema expected, was that he was going to fly through the air
into the helicopter
and just crash into the helicopter and like do something amazing.
Yeah.
What he does instead is I thought he missed. There's the helicopter, right?
Yeah.
He flies through the air and like just sort of skims it.
Yeah.
And then after skimming it, like lands on the floor. Like, is that right?
No, he crashes.
He crashes onto the floor.
It's like, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, he's dead.
And they think he's dead.
Yeah.
But the helicopter's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
But then,
what's that?
You just notice a bag
just hanging.
Hanging off the helicopter.
And the African
warlord. How the fuck would he slam dunk that?
But I love the African warlord. Wait, like, he comes out the side and then he's like looking around and he looks down, he's like, huh, like this, like, oh my God,
there's a bag of grenades.
What the fuck is that bag? You can't really tell it's grenades. Yeah. It could be a bag of oranges.
Yeah.
It's just a bag.
It's not going to be anything
it's
good.
It's just a bag.
But the Rock, who has his...
From the floor, looking up at a helicopter.
Miles
away. Carry on.
Notices, oh my God, there's a bag full of grenades. Yeah, so he's like,
that bears looks like it has grenades.
Yeah, straight away takes out his gun, starts shooting with his revolver, and then explodes the fucking helicopter into a billion pieces.
Oh my
God. African guy.
Did he bend the bullet? Did the bullet fly around?
I'm sure, he did like a swirl shot.
Yeah, I thought so.
So he got it perfectly.
I thought so.
explodes.
I was walking down the hallway in my house recently, and I noticed that the toilet light was on, but I was all the way in my room, and I wanted to just be like, like from one,
and shoot the light bulb.
Wanted, yeah. And it just sort of curved around. Not shoot the light bulb. Just curved round and shut the light switch. I don't know why.
How real do you think it is to curve a bullet?
It's I don't think it's real. I don't think it's
not
real.
It's not real?
No, it's not real.
Angelina Jolie and that dude was lying to
me. I think they made that up.
Yeah. That's fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
I tried it.
Oh, yeah?
I swear it worked. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, so, Vin Diesel's dead. He looks like he's dead, but he's not dead.
Okay.
They bring him back to life.
There's a lot of not dead people in this.
Yeah, they cry on him, and then the tears bring him back to life.
Oh, yeah, because he was dehydrated.
Oh, my God, I've completely forgot his girlfriend at the beginning of the film, because she was in a car crash. She forgot
everything. His girlfriend died. His girlfriend died in, like, the fourth movie.
We need, we need 10 podcast episodes to explain this fucking film, man.
His girlfriend died in one of the movies.
Okay.
But you didn't, like, explicitly see her die so that she could have a comeback. But she died so that Vin Diesel had his motivations for that movie.
Yeah.
But then she came back. But she had amnesia and was working for the bad guy, like, in the next movie or something.
Oh, my God.
And then she rejoined Vin Diesel's gang. But couldn't remember anything about their relationship.
Yeah.
And so what they did was they drove out together to her gravestone.
Yeah. Okay.
To her gravesite. Yeah. And she was looking at it and like, I did die that day. I died and now I am here.
Yeah. I can't remember anything. So, I can't she has amnesia. Anything.
She can't remember anything. Yeah,
so that's the day I died because I can't remember anything.
Now, my question is, why is her grave still there?
Yeah.
She's not dead.
Yeah.
Why is her grave still there? Mm-hmm. Vin Diesel gets a sledgehammer and wants to fucking destroy the gravestone.
In the most professional
manner.
Just
start pissing all over it.
Yeah. And then she's like, I just gotta go find myself or some shit.
Yeah, she's
but then
like,
she's like,
goodbye.
Goodbye.
Turns up 2 scenes later.
2 scenes later, she's back.
Hello.
Hello.
Do they even explain? Do they even explain?
I heard that the house exploded. I tried to
find you. I heard noise.
Yeah, I tried to find you everywhere. Luckily, Kurt Russell somehow kidnapped me, and was like, we've got your husband,
so
he's safe.
So why did she leave if what do you think that there was going to be a setup where he has to win her back? And then they
that's
were like, fuck
thinking.
That.
That's,
fuck that. Let's just bring her back 2 seasons later.
Yeah, they must have been.
But they filmed it anyway.
Yeah. And she's at the end, when he's dying, she remembers everything. And then he's like,
shit, we gotta wrap this up.
This is such a fucking long film.
It's such a
it's
beautiful
actually 2 hours. It's like 2.5 hours this film.
We're almost there, bro.
It's
a
long movie, though.
Anyway, he cries. He wakes 3 minutes. He wakes up. And then they have a scene at the end where they're on a beach, and it's Paul Walker, his Vin Diesel's sister, who's Paul Walker's wife,
and their kid.
Oh, they're all just sunbathing.
They're all just chilling. Tyrese is making dumb jokes. Ludacris is just being ludicrous. They're all there. Now they've added one new woman who's that British woman.
Right.
Typical, like, end of a fucking 1990s video game scene. Yeah.
Now, can I say...
Mm-hmm.
I just, I don't know why I did that. Carry on.
They basically, they're there, and then for some reason, like, Tyrese is joking, and Ludacris is like, hey man, chill out. Just, can't you just watch? And he's like, he points, and he looks at Paul Walker with his son, like, running around, And then, Vin Diesel, like, they're all, like, watching, smiling, and then Vin Diesel gets up. And it's like, and then the English girl's like, aren't you going to say goodbye? And he's like, and he's just like,
I ain't gay.
No, just like, it's never goodbye or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's never goodbye.
Yeah, and then
I'll see you later.
And he gets in his car, goes for a drive, and then the Wiz Khalifa tribute song, the Wiz Khalifa and Fabulous song, if you didn't know about this, they did a tribute song to Paul Walker.
That Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah, and Fabulous. The tribute song that starts playing, and then Paul Walker, he's driving, pulls up at a stoplight, and then Paul Walker
pulls up next to them, and it's some like weird CG.
Yeah, they apparently is his brother.
Yeah, his brother and CG.
Yeah, and like, he pulls up, and then they do like this.
Well, he was like, "When's you gonna say goodbye?"
Yeah, and then they.
Does it look like Paul Walker? Though?
Yeah, it does, but he has some weird like sort of outline.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It does look like him, yeah. But he has a weird.
They
outline.
Use put his brother, but then put his face.
They use both his brothers, apparently.
Yeah, 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 both brothers.
They put they do
one for
a
the
race.
Face, one for the height. I don't know. I don't know the whole story.
They put they do a ra- they do like a race, and this music's like blaring, like yeah. You know. Yeah. So your they do your this heart mad, is
like it's
the...
emotional.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
They have this race. I was gonna say something really in bad taste.
What okay. About
like,
when
Paul
he...
Walker like just crashes at the end, and Vin Diesel gets out of the car. He's like, ah, no! But no, they don't.
That
it's
was
really,
a bad taste,
it's,
you're right?
That was. It's really like.
Glad he didn't say it.
But it really. No. It actually. That's it's really, really sad. It's actually really,
oh, yeah?
Really sad.
I
don't know why I mean. And when we got here, I wanted to actually be like, guys. I wanted to pause this and be like, guys, can we be kind of respectful? I know it's a dumb action movie and all that. But the guy actually died. Yeah. And it was me. Like,
you had to break it. You had to break the ice. But no, at the end, they split up into two different roles. And yeah. I've watched it twice. And every time I watched it, I was like, I felt like turning to the person next to me.
He's going to heaven.
He's not. He's better than what I was going to say. He crashed after that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, okay, that's anyway.
That's true. And then they do like a tribute. They do clips of Paul Walker from all the films. And my girlfriend
during the credits and stuff. And
yeah, well, it's kind of just before, it's and just it says two.
Oh, so it's even before the credits.
It's in the film. It's still
part of the film, and it says for Paul.
For Paul.
That's quite nice. So.
It's, well, this is the thing. It's like when you're watching it, you're like, okay, that is nice.
Yeah.
But they complete, like...
But it's not... It doesn't make sense within the movie.
Yeah,
sense.
No, that's what I was going to say. The fact that they did it before the credits rolling as well.
Yeah, they kind of...
So it's part of the film.
It's a... The, it fucks up the kind of reality in the film.
Yeah.
And, but the reality is so... is so fucked up so in that bizarre, film right? Anyway yeah. That you're kind of like... Fuck it. Yeah, like,
but
so
it has
to, of course
yeah,
he's going to be emotional
no,
about
it,
this.
But it had to be, like, it's Paul Walker's and Vin Diesel's
film,
you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's their series of film. Now, what fucks me up about it is they are continuing the franchise.
Oh, yeah.
But of course.
But that's ridiculous.
Money does means nothing.
Money.
Money means nothing. You know what means nothing? To us,
this show.
I don't even want
your
to plug,
time.
I don't even
your
want to
time.
Plug this.
No. Let's plug it.
Let's plug.
Please, can we plug it?
Plug and play.
Please, bro. Please.
I think listening to the show is a plugging enough.
Yeah, it is a plug.
I think.
Thank you for listening, everyone. Wait. Before you stop it. You know when you're walking down the street and then there's a bicycle and someone's walking along with the bicycle and they're sort of going at a sort of angle and you're about to collide with them. They're walking next to their bicycle. You're walking at a sort of angle. Yeah. They're about to collide with you.
Okay.
You both sort of know what's happening, so you stop, right?
Yeah.
It is at that point, it is the bicycle's responsibility to just let you walk past.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's common knowledge.
Yeah, that's
right?
Obvious. Yeah.
It's just obvious.
If they're
so
on the street,
that happened to me today, right? The bicycle stopped. Me and the bicycle both stopped at the same time. I was like, okay, I'm supposed to start walking now, so I can get
I'll do my
way.
Part.
So I start walking, but she also starts walking. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
I wanted to freak out at her. But instead, what I did was I had a major meltdown, and I just fucking ran. I just ran.
Did you just start running?
I ran around her bicycle. I ran in, like a woman was about to enter a shop. I like dodged her, and to dodge her, I had to like jump, like do a little, like hop and a skip over like a box of like bananas or some shit.
Oh my God.
And I just ran down the street. The woman who I interrupted looked at me like, what is he doing? I hope that woman who rides that bicycle now knows that you're supposed to stop and let whoever's walking pass by because it's more convenient for both of you. Thank you for listening to Bangkok Radio Swayze.
Bitch!